From JMI Wealth Friday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
I love 825 to 975, midpoint of $9. Let's go, the farmers.
Yeah, we're talking about Fonterra. Look, it's fair to say we've got these headwinds at the moment, haven't we, Mike? And
they
seem to be, there's a few headwinds out there. We like that word at the moment. But they seem to be sort of clustered around things like, you know, consumer discretionary spending, retail trade, and, of course, the construction market. But if we do have a sort of a recession or a slowdown, there are aspects that are going to temper the extent of that, and we do need to be balanced. We do need to talk about these, and we have things like the strong jobs market, household balance sheets are in good shape, but very importantly, Mike, export markets are going very well at the moment. You spoke to Zespri yesterday. They're over $4 billion mark for revenue for the first time. And yesterday we also got the third quarter business update from Fonterra, and they also, as you've pointed out, gave the opening forecast for the farm gate milk price, $8.25 to $9.75. Very wide. People will note that that's a fairly wide band. That's not unexpected because there are always plenty of uncertainties at this stage. But it reflects this continued demand for dairy products, or global demand for dairy products. At the same time, there are some constraints around global supply, which, of course, is positive for price. Now, on the demand side, there are some short-term issues. You know, you've had things like the China lockdown. That's a demand shock. But long-term, the demand environment continues to look good, protein, quality protein. If we look at the other side of the ledger, supply, there are material uncertainties around supply. And these are things like high feed costs, high fertilizer costs, energy costs. These are all headwinds for production, some more relevant in specific parts of the world, some of those less relevant for us, more relevant in places like Europe. Now, the current season forecast is still $9.10 to $9.50. If that's achieved, it would be the highest milk price in the co-op's history. That's what puts $14 billion, more or less, into New Zealand's economy. Good cash flow into dairy farmer balance sheets. But remember, like everyone else, they are experiencing higher costs at the moment. Just another wee reminder, high milk price, that is an input cost for Fonterra. So that high milk price goes to the farmers here. So higher cost, but sales volumes were down as a result of lower milk collection. So the Fonterra performance itself was down a little bit. Their earnings, $825 million, down $134 million. And their net profit after tax, $472 million, also down. So what giveth on the one hand, taketh from the other. But all in all,
I reckon,
good result.
Good stuff. Yeah. Hey, have Mainfreight got their act together yet?
I always have to put a disclaimer out on this, don't I? Because I'm a fan. It's one of New Zealand's real global success stories. They announced yet another good result yesterday. Very solid result. Profit before tax for the 2022 financial year was $490 million. That's about $20 million above consensus forecast. And just contemplate, let's just think about some of these numbers. Revenue, $5.22 billion, it was up 47%, and you've got to note how much of a global business this actually is now, because over $4 billion of that revenue comes from offshore. So 72% of their profit before tax is from offshore revenue. So very much a global business. All five regions globally reported improved performance. Now, we know freight costs are pretty elevated at the moment, so you do have to consider that at some stage those rates will normalize or revert to mean. But at the moment, they do appear to be, you know, doing very well there. They did advise the market on their results through to January, so we knew that. So this update really just rounded out the year to March 2022. They've increased their dividend. They're looking after their staff. There's 114% rise in bonus payments to the staff. Now, just a note on the share price. Look, it challenged $100 in the latter parts of last year. It has come back to around $98.52, I think, to be specific, was the high. It's sitting around $76 at the moment. The market has sort of reduced the valuation metrics of that. But if you look at the company itself, it keeps delivering on its performance. So well done, Mainfreight.
Good stuff. They're a good company. What are the numbers?
Mike, we have the proverbial, we have the sea of green in front of us. A yellow submarine morning this morning, a sea of green numbers. 32,700 on the Dow Jones, which is up 579 points, or 1.8%. The S&P 500 is up 88 points. That's 2.2%, 4067. And the Nasdaq's on a tear. It's up almost 3%, 339 points, 11,774. So at the moment, the week going well on the US share markets. FTSE 100, 7,564, up 42. The Nikkei, 226,604. The Shanghai Composite, 3,123. It was up 16. The Australasian markets lost a bit of ground yesterday. The ASX 200, 7,105, down 49. The NZX 50, 11,102, down 71. On the currencies, Kiwi, 0.6468 against the US, 0.9121 Aussie, 0.6037 euro, 0.5141 pounds, 82.32 Japanese yen, gold $1,849, and Brent crude's gone up again, actually, $117.50. Wow. So no respite on the petrol pump.
All right, mate, you have a good weekend. Catch up next week. JMAWealth.co.nz.